The subject is player for life. All right, dear Shirley and Mr. Steve, I'm going to get right to the point. I'm married to a wannabe player, but he doesn't know how. I've caught him on so many occasions that I've lost count. But this is the one I want to address, and you all can give him the advice. We've been together over 10 years with no children, and he did what? Committed adultery and has a child that's 2 years old. I'm not gonna lie, it hurt like heck. I left, but
like
went
hell.
Back.
Let's say hell.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to read what these people write, Shirley, so we can understand the feelings they're going through. Now,
it says what? It says what?
It said hurt like hell.
All right. I left, but went back, dumb me, for the sake of our vows that he broke. However, he is still fooling around with his baby mama. I mean, come on now. You cried and begged me to forgive you, said that you want your marriage, and so did I, but he's still fooling around with her. I've caught them together, and his reply was, I'm sorry. He sits on the phone with her, and when I ask if there's a problem, his reply is, no, I'm just checking on the baby. He pays child support and all, so what is there to discuss? We don't really get to see the baby, and I'm sure that's because he goes to see her when I'm not around. I'm really fed up with them both, and I guess it's time to walk away, because if I can't be his number one, I'll be darned if I'm going to be his number two again. All right. He doesn't need advice. You do. And your answer is right in your letter. You say, I'm really fed up with them both, and I guess it's time to walk away because I can't be, if I can't be his number one, you know the rest. It's right there. You don't want to be his number two. Yes. Yes, that is it. You've got to take a stand for yourself. You have got to stand up. How much longer are you going to allow this man to disrespect you like this? I mean, you don't even say how many times he's cheated, but how many times do you need? How many times is it going to take before you wake up? The reason he keeps doing it is because you keep taking him back. You keep allowing him to treat you this way. When you stop, he'll stop. But you're talking about for the sake of the vows that you broke. The vows don't say if he cheats. The vows don't say that. You don't have to take this, him cheating on you like this. All right, just let him know that it is too late. He's got a baby now with some other woman, you know, that's not his wife. You're out. You're out. Bye, player for life. All right, but you got to understand that you don't have to take this, and he's only doing it because you're allowing him to. You're letting him come back. Okay, baby, I forgive you. You cheated again? I'll come on back. I forgive you. You know, this is a vicious cycle with you. You have to stop. And then he will. Quake.
Okay. All right.
First of all, that is not your husband. That is your roommate. You was never his number one. Ever. It was not. Right here you talking about he's not a player. He has committed adultery with you, and you've been with him 10 years. He has a 2-year-old. So that means he loves his baby mother. The only reason y'all still together because he needs your half on the rent.
Wow.
Okay,
I'm just telling
like
you
it.
The truth right
yeah,
here. He needs your half. Your one lottery ticket for losing him. Once he hit the lottery, he's out of there. Second of all, at some point in your life, you got to realize about a man is only going to do what you allow him to do. I wish my woman would let me have a side woman, but she wouldn't play it. She's from New Orleans. She would kill me. So I must be true to her. I don't know how you continue to let him go over and over again. And you're going to sit here, and this is the one that kills me more than anything. Can you give him advice on being he's not a real player? No, he's not a player. He's playing you. He's playing you because you allow him to play you. And believe me, he's going to cry because he's an actor, too. Oh, baby, please.
Yeah.
Okay, she got over it. Let me go see the real woman I want to be with. Baby mama on the phone talking to her 2 years over. It's a wrap. You deserve better. That's just my humble opinion, yeah. But if it's cool with you, it's cool with Quake. Everybody need a side woman on the side.
Yeah,
with the
tell him, Quake. Tell him, Quake.
Okay.
Tell him.
You heard it from a man, okay? This is what he's thinking. This is how he is playing you. Come on. He needs advice. No, you need advice. Get out.
Sir, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why do women accept getting played? Why do they watch themselves get played for so long? Why they try to analyze the whole nine yards? I mean, for real.
I don't know. I mean, we're analytical by nature. We're emotional by nature. But what it said, this particular woman says, dumb me for the sake of our vows. Okay, so I guess she's thinking that, you know, because she made those vows, I guess till death do us part. But I mean, it doesn't say anything in there about he can cheat on you and that will be okay. It doesn't say anything about that.
No, Shirley, tell her the truth. When you're in love, you'll find any reason to justify to being with that person. Now she's relying on the vows.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've all been there. We've been in love where we've taken more than we should have taken and stayed longer than we should have stayed with a particular person because it's love or we think it's love, you know, but it's not really love and you're not loving yourself by allowing someone to treat you this way.
So both of y'all been played, Shirley, y'all been played.
Like a PM.
But I mean, damn.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
You talking to been played player.
Not a baby grand.
Yes. Man, come on, man. Like I was Monopoly. I mean,
yeah. Who hasn't? You know, we've all been hurt. We've all been there. But we don't have to stay in it. And she stayed in it time after time after time after time. And that's the problem. At some point, you got to wake up.
She doesn't deserve that. Is she?
No.
But she doesn't, yes, she does.
But she doesn't know that she doesn't deserve it.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
What?
See, y'all, that's not who's suffering here. The person suffering is the guy because he doesn't know how to be a real player.
Oh, man.
You see, she told. Didn't she ask the question? Then she said, "I want y'all to help him." See,
that's your concern.
He needs help. We need to teach him how to be more of a player.
Discreet
etiquette. Oh. Yeah, he ain't got that down.
Okay, nephew.
What?
Please.
This ain't about her. This about him.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.